each of you, what is it like to initiate a new director? Is there anything special you do, like on his first day? Are you nice, or what's it like?
Amazing.
It's great. I mean, I think whenever a new director comes on board, there's always a real sense of excitement because, you know, you're aware that something new is going to be brought to the table, and that's always, I think that can only be an exciting prospect. So I don't think we go through any particular rituals, do we?
No, there's no structure in rituals that I have set. But I guess just sort of, I know it's really nice to have, I mean, a lot of the cast and crew that have been on the film sort of since the very beginning, and they've been there for all 4 or 5 years. So there's sort of quite a nice sort of friendly sort of family evil. So hopefully it's not sort of too intimidating for the new ones, because everyone's been really friendly and just sort of levels. It's not, it's,
And all the directors you've had have been always quite different as well, so it's always quite sort of exciting to meet the new ones. We've had some really good ones.
Hi, we've literally watched the three of you grow up, as we're reminded in this movie. It's so shocking in a way. And for the three of you, growing up with these characters, have you found that they've influenced you in real life the way you are today, do you think? And I wanted to ask Emma, you seem to have a journey of hesitation, I call it, before you committed to doing the next two pictures. Can you talk a little bit about that?
I didn't sign the contract sort of immediately because I needed some time to just figure out actually the logistics, if you can imagine, of combining making a Harry Potter film, making two more Harry Potter films, and combining that with my school timetable. And I really wanted to go to university. I really wanted to continue what I was doing. I didn't want to have to give anyone up. So I was kind of in this really difficult position. It just took a bit of time just to work out how I was going to make that work. Warner Brothers have been extremely supportive of helping me figure out ways to do that. For instance, they've given me Monday mornings off so I can go to school and I can see my teachers and I can pick up my work. They've provided all the tutors that I need to get all my work done. They, even though I'm at the age of 16, they're still supporting me to give me hours and just get all my work done. They have got a box every Friday which I can put my work into, which they'll send back to my teachers, then mark it, they'll send it back to me. It just took a while just to figure out just the logistics of how it was going to work, and it wasn't, I found it quite frustrating and upsetting, kind of all the simulations that were made about why I was holding off, but I just had to figure out a way to make it work for me, and that took a bit of time.
And it's important to realise that, you know, when you commit to a part of them, that it's, on the whole, a sort of a 10-month commitment, and so it's never something, especially if you're thinking about not only the 6th, but also the 7th, that's 2 years, and so it's never something that should be rushed into lightly. And a lot was made of it that was, you know, obviously generated by the media, I suppose. But in terms of growing up with the characters, that's sort of a question that gets asked in different ways a lot, and you sort of this. It's one that I think people always want just to say, yes, we couldn't live without them, sort of thing. And while they've been amazing, I don't know if they've actually influenced us. Certainly for me, I can only speak myself, but I don't know if Harry as a character has influenced my character too much.
It's really funny. We get off a lot kind of like about growing up and being on camera and growing up in the limelight and all of that sort of thing. But it's a really funny question for us to ask because we can't see ourselves from sort of the outside, if that makes sense. It's a bit like we're trying to look at it from different perspectives. It's a bit funny, but I sometimes feel like I barely have to act because I so feel so close to my character and I know her so well, and I think we're quite similar in a lot of ways, so it's my job isn't too hard really, so I'm quite lucky like that. It's nice, we're kind of growing up together. I think all of us are a teen bit older than our characters, so in a way it's nice for me to be kind of experience what our characters go through before them, so we kind of know what it's like to have been through that experience, then we can apply it to what we're doing in the film. So
works quite well.
But yeah, to me it's really weird. I'm sort of looking back at all the films, it just seems like one long big film. It's like weird looking back at like the early ones. I mean, it's just sort of how young we were and how much we've changed now. So it is really weird, but yeah, no, I've really enjoyed it. It's been a really good part of my life, and damn, really enjoyed it.
I had a hideous reaction at one point. There's a screening of Harry Potter 5, and there was a picture of me on the screen, from unsurprisingly, and then there was a clip from me in the first film. At one point, it's used in the fifth, and I just heard loads of girls go, "Oh."
Alan Strang and Equus. I'm just wondering, do you
these things at the end of the day, or do you take them home with you?
Yeah, it's very important to leave out the train, I guess. I know what you mean. Sometimes, I suppose, it could be hard to attach yourself to a certain character, particularly after, having done the show for 16 weeks, you do get very attached to him, and in a way, you do miss going out and doing it night after night. But at the same time, it is essential that you do spend that week on it, and move on, and I sometimes end up doing another film in August, and then on to Harry Potter. So, it's just time to keep moving on to other things.
And the stage experience?
The stage experience was phenomenal. I came at exactly the right time for me. It was just, I think at that stage, it was exactly what I needed to do. It was great fun. It was fantastic. I met some brilliant people. I got to work with Richard Griffiths in a totally different capacity, because as Uncle Vernon, it's great and we always have a laugh, but he's only normally there for a week and a half. And so to spend 16 weeks or more of doing that from him was as this kind of character was fantastic.
Matthew Vines from VeryStern.com. What message do you want people to leave the movie with, both from the movie as a whole and your performances individually?
Together in every world,
I think we're all more better as well.
Yeah, I think we're better.